Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, it's Glenn the Outlaw here. Today is Thursday, January 28th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wauchula. Your local news, Rhonda Michelle Hernandez and Veronica Lopez both have a local warrant for violation of probation and for possession of methamphetamine. If you know of any information regarding Hernandez or Lopez, contact the Hardy County Sheriff's Office at 863-773-4144. Or to remain anonymous, you can contact Heartland Crime Stoppers Florida at 1-800-226-TIPS, 1-800-226-8477, and you may be eligible to receive a reward. Anonymous tips can also be submitted on the free Hardy County Sheriff mobile app or called into Crime Stoppers from a mobile device by dialing **TIPS. The Wauchula Police Department has issued a scam and fraud alert after recently receiving several reports from customers that they have been contacted by unknown persons who are identifying themselves as representatives of the City of Wauchula Utility Department. They are advising customers that they are past due in their utility payments and that if they do not make payment within the hour, their power will be disconnected. The phone calls may even appear to be coming from the City of Wauchula office phone number 773-3131. If you have any type of contact with these persons, do not provide them with any information and do not make any payment as they are not representatives of the City of Wauchula. If you are in doubt, immediately hang up and contact customer service with the City of Wauchula. Once again, 863-773-3131. Additionally, if someone comes to your residence or place of business advising that they are employees of the City of Wauchula, immediately ask to see their picture identification. And if in doubt, contact law enforcement immediately. If you have any questions or concerns regarding your City of Wauchula account, contact customer service at 863-773-3131. Your local events here in Wauchula, the Calvary Quartet is returning to Maranatha Baptist Church of Wauchula for two special services this Sunday, the 31st, at 10 and 11 a.m. This quartet has been singing at local churches for over 25 years. They've traveled the east coast of the United States singing old-fashioned four-part harmony gospel. The quartet strives to combine soul-stirring music with the highest musical standards, and there's no charge for admittance with a love offering accepted. Maranatha Baptist Church has served Hardy County for over 40 years. The church is now located at 204 North 9th Avenue in Wauchula. For more information, you can call Pastor Charlie Scott at 863-832-7829. Your job's here in Hardy County. Avon Park Correctional Institution is looking for a correctional officer trainee. Qualifications include being at least 18 years of age, U.S. citizenship, a driver's license, and a high school diploma or equivalent. Pacer Marine is looking for a customer service representative. Qualifications include a high school diploma or GED, minimum 1 year customer service experience, and knowledge of computers and the Microsoft Office product suite. And the Florida Department of Corrections is looking for a non-certified or certified corrections officer. A high school diploma or equivalent and driver's license are preferred. All of these jobs and more you can find at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, the Bowling Green Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it's securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside by doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night. You make your home a safer home and decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
We have a message from the Hardy County Sheriff's Office. They tell us their dispatch center has been receiving a multitude of calls in reference to individuals wanting to make an appointment for the COVID-19 vaccine. If you're wanting to make an appointment, you must call the Hardy County Department of Health at 863-773-4161. There are additional opportunities for the vaccine through Central Florida Healthcare. You can contact them at 863-767-0696.
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 64 degrees out, partly sunny with showers, a 40% chance of rain. Air quality excellent, maximum UV index is 4, moderate. Winds north-northwest at 12 miles an hour with gusts up to 17. Humidity 1%, indoor humidity dangerously dry 3%. Dew point is negative 34 degrees Fahrenheit. Cloud cover 9%, the visibility 10 miles, and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zoffo Springs, last updated 10:18 a.m. Eastern Time. Boaters use caution on area lakes. Today, sunny, not as warm, with highs in the upper 60s. North winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, with gusts up to 25. Tonight, clear, cooler, with lows in the lower 40s. North winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Friday, sunny, highs in the upper 60s. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. And Friday night, clear with lows in the lower 40s. Northeast winds around 5 miles an hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The American Farm Bureau Federation wants USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service to improve transparency and better embrace emerging technology in making crop estimates, determining ag census numbers, and other ag reporting. In return, according to agweb.com, AFBF vowed to push Congress for more funding for NAS and to encourage members to more fully participate in surveys. The recommendations come from a 10-member NAS working group, which formulated the proposal over a four-month period. Beekeepers are finishing up moving some 2.5 million honeybee colonies into California orchards to pollinate almond trees. But beekeepers who lost hives to wildfires last summer say it may take them more than a year to rebuild. A Solano County beekeeper who lost most of her bees, buildings, and equipment to wildfire say she will spend this spring making more hives to be ready for the 2022 pollination season. America may still be the land of family farms, with 96% of our 2 million farms owned by families, but more non-family farms are accounting for a growing share of ag production. As reported by Agriculture.com, 2017 Census of Agriculture data shows nearly 83,000 non-family farms operate roughly 1 in every 8 acres of U.S. farmland and generate nearly $1 of every $5 in crop and livestock sales. The number of family farms dropped 4% and sales revenue fell 3.5%.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few $1,000 with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. Healthy, productive cows are the ultimate goal for any livestock operation, especially on the nation's dairy farms, where markets can be unpredictable and margins tight. Here in the Southeast, Georgia and Florida are home to just under 200 dairies. In this segment from Holstein Association USA, we learn how genomic technology is advancing the dairy industry today and how producers can select the best cows to meet their breeding and profitability goals. Genomic testing has come a long way since its humble beginnings, says Eric Olstad.
It's really been tested in the marketplace and it's really kind of shown itself to be an effective tool. The early adopters have seen that. So now as it's spreading more through the industry, we're seeing more adaptation from clients, regardless of herd size, that really want to get more precision, like in their female breeding program and what genetic progress they're making.
When margins are tight, each and every cow makes a difference in the overall herd productivity and profitability. Animal health, wellness, and longevity are key.
You have X amount of room on your farm, whether it's 100 cows or 10,000 cows. What kind of cow are you going to milk? You know, and what's the age of your cow? And so we can certainly get more milk out of cows that are second calf and third calf. And so how do we look at the makeup of that herd, not just genetically, but from a life cycle? Can we harvest more pounds of milk per stall or per animal unit?
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With an SRN News business brief, I'm Bernie Bennett. A new age of automation is coming to the nation's largest retailer.
Walmart plans to build warehouses at its stores where self-driving robots will fetch groceries and have them ready for customers to pick up in 1 hour or less. Instructions already underway at several stores. A test site in New Hampshire has been up and running for more than a year. Walmart hopes the warehouses will speed up popular curbside pickups.
Correspondent Rich Thomason. In a year that saw its stock soar to make it the world's most valuable automaker, Tesla earned $721 million, capped by a $270 million profit in the fourth quarter. It was the company's sixth straight quarterly net profit after years of mostly losses. U.S. stocks hit a record low Wednesday. The Dow closed 634 points down, the NASDAQ dipped 355, and the S&P fell 99. Crude oil rose 24 cents. With Business, I'm Bernie Bennett.
With us for sports, I'm Patrick Foss. Second-ranked Baylor matched its second-best start in team history at 15-0. Reverse dunking Kansas State 107-59. Bears coach Scott Drew.
You can't guarantee you're going to shoot 61% from three and go 17 for 28 every night, but when it happens, it's sure fun to watch.
13th-ranked Ohio State beat Penn State 83-79. Buckeyes coach Chris Holtmann on his team seeing a 12-point lead turn into an 8-point deficit.
Give Penn State credit. I thought they dictated things for a lot of the middle parts of the game. But, man, our guys, again, I thought really finished the game in a really good way.
14th-ranked Wisconsin beat Maryland 61-55. It was 16th-ranked Florida State 81, Miami 59. Mitch Pollock hit a go-ahead three-pointer with 41 seconds to play. As 17th-ranked Creighton beat Seton Hall 85-81. It was 20th-ranked Virginia Tech 62, Notre Dame 51. Clemson 54, number 25, Louisville 50. This is Esther in sports. Pair of games in the NHL, Matt Duchene netted the lone shootout goal in Nashville's 2-1 win over Chicago. Vancouver iced Ottawa 5-1 after a lackluster first period. Canucks coach Travis Green saw his team explode for 5 goals in the last 2 sessions.
You're not always going to come out and dominate a team. You're not always going to come out and be on top of your game. What I really like is that our team responded after the first period, but I'm not going to sit here and apologize for winning. And we definitely responded in the last 40 minutes, and I'm proud of our group for that.
The New York Yankees have finalized their multi-year package with the reigning American League batting champ. The Yanks put the final touches on a 6-year, $90 million contract with second baseman DJ LeMahieu, who became a free agent after hitting a league-best 364 last year. LeMahieu is the only player to win batting titles in both leagues, including an NL-leading 348 mark with the 2016 Rockies. Pro Football Hall of Famer and Good Morning America host Michael Strahan has tested positive for COVID-19 and is self-quarantining. With Esser in Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wauchula. Your quote for today, a study of economics usually reveals that the best time to buy anything was last year. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.